Beth McEwen is the deputy clerk for the City and Borough of Juneau and an organizer of the Legislative Welcome Reception.
We've been doing this for 30 years, and it's grown over time, and this is a community reception put on by the community and open to all of the community free of charge.
More than 60 local businesses donated items to be stuffed in gift baskets that will be given to each member of the legislature. The baskets symbolize the state's cultural diversity. Shot glasses, snow scrapers, bags of ground coffee, and sockeye salmon will give the legislature a flavor of what Alaska has to offer. This year's reception focuses on various state-funded construction projects in Juneau, such as the State Library Archives and Museum Building and the Alaska Heritage Institute's Walter Sobolev Center. Even with the state facing an estimated $3.5 billion deficit, McEwen says there's still a lot to be excited about.
We have a lot of construction that has been going on and will be going on in the near future. So this is just a little way of kind of highlighting the fact that we are building for a brighter future.
To illustrate the construction theme, yellow Tonka trucks will serve as table centerpieces at the reception, courtesy of some younger residents.
Even the kids of Juneau have donated their toys to the cause, loaned them, not donated them. They're getting them back. But we've had some great outpouring of community support in just pulling everything together to make it happen.
McEwen estimates about 1,500 Juneau residents will be attending the reception. The event offers a rare chance for lawmakers to casually meet and greet with each other and local residents outside the Capitol building. The reception begins at 5 p.m. in Centennial Hall and will end just before Governor Bill Walker is scheduled to deliver his State of the Budget address at 7 p.m. In Juneau, I'm Kevin Reagan.